Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way, for the next couple of segments. I've got some things I want to talk about. And first up, I want to talk about something that has already happened. It's already been done. It's been done for a long time. And something that should have happened a long time ago, but still hasn't happened. That should happen. So here we go. You know, you've heard me talk in the past before about a guy named Matthew McGuire. Well, he's considered to be the father of Labor Day. Some people, though, argue that it was Peter McGuire. Both of them were labor leaders. They were no relation, by the way. They even spell their names differently. Both of them were labor leaders, but they cared greatly for a very important segment of the marketplace. It's workers. The workers of the marketplace. Yeah, our employees. We, no question there, right? Absolutely. The very important segment of the marketplace. But regardless of who the father of Labor Day was, such a day was first celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882 in New York City, when members of the Central Labor Union, that's right, they had pretty significant unions back in those days, when members of the CLU took an unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity, and, of course, they had picnics. So they just, it wasn't really a strike, you know, it wasn't like a strike. They just told their bosses, hey, we're all going to take off tomorrow, you don't have to pay us, and we're going to have some picnics, and we're going to do our thing. Now, 2 years later, after some different political things that I've talked about in the past, the Pullman strike and the calling the military out to solve the Pullman strike and all that, in 1884, President Cleveland designated the first Monday in September as an official federal holiday, Labor Day. And it was primarily for political purposes, but it served well over the years. And so we've had this day that has been commemorated for and designated to celebrate workers. In 1898, Samuel Gompers, who was then the head of the American Federation of Labor, the AFL, here's what he called Labor Day. He said it was a day when toilers' rights and wrongs would be discussed, that workers may lay down their tools for a holiday, touch shoulders in marching phalanx, and feel the stronger for it. Well, alas, small business owners, we're just not organized like our union brothers and sisters, are we? Probably because we're too busy making payroll, right? And so think about this. There's Labor Day, which began because of the unions. They got that started. But there's no official Small Business Owners Day, which has been set aside by the government as a holiday to salute the few who've done so much for so many. A day to honor whom I consider to be the real marketplace heroes, small business owners. Now, why do I call them the real heroes of the marketplace? Well, because they're the ones, unlike the first Labor Day, which was unpaid, since then, they have been paid, basically. I don't know any small business owners who don't pay their employees to be off on Labor Day. So somebody has to write that check. Taking a day off is one thing. Getting paid for taking a day off, that comes under another heading. That's the reason why I think small business owners are the real heroes of the marketplace. There actually is a Small Business Week that the U.S. Small Business Administration recognizes, where they recognize the creme de la creme of entrepreneurs in America, but it's not a federal holiday, and it's not always even the same week every year. and it's celebrated differently every year. Labor Day was created primarily to recognize union members, right? Well, today, that group is barely 11% of total workers in the country, and in the private sector has declined to less than 7% and dropping like a stone. Small business owners represent, on the other hand, 98% of all U.S. businesses, produce over half of our GDP, as you've heard me say before, and they sign the front. They endorse the front of the paychecks of over half of all U.S. workers, about 70 million paychecks every month. So let's see. Big deal on Labor Day, no small business day. What's wrong with this picture? So I have the answer. Here it is. Let's celebrate Small Business Day as no other holiday has ever been celebrated. On a Sunday. You know why I want Sunday? Because Sunday saves payroll. It's not a day off for the employees. It's already a day off for most employees, right? So it's on Sunday, so it doesn't cost us any money. It's in August because that's the month that politicians are home for recess, right? Always, they're always on one in August. This way, they can practice casting their pearls before you and me, small business owners. And they can do that to prepare them, to get them ready for, to practice talking to the union workers, the laborers, on Labor Day at the union picnics. How about that? On Sunday, Small Business Day, National Small Business Day, on Sunday in August. So let me paraphrase Samuel Gompers, if you remember his quote I gave you a minute ago. Small business owners deserve a day for which these signers of the front of paychecks have their rights and wrongs discussed, that the small employers of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but also touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it. My friends, isn't it time for a National Small Business Owners Day? Next time you hear a politician throwing out the term small business as if that is a credential that he or she has, ask them about this. When are we going to have a National Small Business Day? Don't let them tell you there is one, because there isn't. We need to do something about that, my friends. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.